Send your rain of mercy. Bhakti Vedanta Sami Iti ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरदिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञराधे तं नय माम शरणं फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सर्व गोस्वामी And same millions of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Nitya Leela Praveshtom Vishnu Pad Shishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We, for 5 days, today is 6 days, explaining the teaching of Krishna, that is called Uddhava Sambad. And I think that this grand festival is very much successful. So I pray Krishna to sprinkle his mercies to Nirgun Prabhu, his family, Shravan Kumar and others, Nanda Gopal, his family also, Ajayananda and all. They will tell the names, they will announce the names. So much thanks to them to make this festival successful. Especially kitchen room, those who are cooking. I think you will keep the instructions of Krishna, which were told to Uddhava, in your heart, and try to follow these instructions, teachings. I think they are very, very valuable. So, something more is to explain. Markal ke kuch baki chke geche na? Lo, bolo. Bole lo. Tar pare ami bolbo. Oh, he wanted to explain yesterday, but no time. Now he can explain. Oh. अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्व ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये, कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय थाउजेंड्स थाउजेंड्स ऑबिसेंसेस लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रील गुरु पाद पद्म, ऑल पूजनीय सन्यासी वृंद एंड ऑल वैष्णव्स वैष्णवीज माता mothers and sisters, please everyone accept my dandavat pranams. When Sri Krishna wants to go transcendental place Nitya Dwarkapuri, that time so Uddhav also there are Arjuna and Maitreya Rishi, they sit there because at last Sri Krishna spoke to Maitreya Rishi, please you can tell to Vidur. So see, he is my devotee and always weeping for me. So you can speak to him. And Sri Krishna told to Arjuna, oh my dear Arjuna, after 7 days of oceans, so flooding and all Dwarkapuri going down. So before you should take all who is there and who wants to go from there, then take them.
Better and you should explain karma yoga, bhakti yoga,
yeah.
Karma yoga, jnana yoga, bhakti yoga, it will come afterward in the end. And there are so many things to explain.
So, yesterday we hear when Sri Krishna spoke to Uddhava, oh Uddhava, sadhu is so many qualities. Anyone sadhu's life leave him, they are taking shelter me. And there are great sadhu who left all religions and taking shelter me, serving me, doing bhajan sadhans. So they are great person sadhus. After then towards devotee's life. And there are most important premik. So all premik, so Gurudev many times so always explaining these things like Hanuman, Pandavas and Uddhav, they are premik. But there are more highest premik, Brajagopis. Then Sri Krishna told, without sadhu associations, bhakti never come in our heart. So sadhu associations is most important things. सत्संगेन हि दैतिया जातु धाना खगा मृगा। देन श्री कृष्ण टोल्ड उद्धव, ओ उद्धव, न साधयति माम योग, न सांख्यम धर्म उद्धव, न श्रद्धाय तपस्त्यागो यथा भक्ति ममोर्जिता। एनी वन दे कैन नॉट कंट्रोल मी बाय द योग मेडिटेशन, एनी सांख्य योग, any other yogas, without bhakti, they cannot control me. So, I am controlled by the bhakti, pure bhakti mood. And this bhakti come in by sadhu associations. Without sadhu association, anyone cannot come near me. So, previous life and this time also, everyone come in only one sadhu associations. Then Sri Krishna gave so big list, big chart. There Sri Krishna spoke, satsangena hi daitya jatu dhana khaga mriga gandharva apsaraso naga siddha charana guijaka vidyadhara manushesu sudrastriyo antaja vyadha vishaparva balirvana mayaschatha vibhishana सुग्रीवो हनुमान रिच जाम्बवान अथ बनिक पथ ते नाधित श्रुति गणा व्याध कुब्जा ब्रजे गोप्या यज्ञ पत्ना तथा परे
ते नाधित श्रुति गणा नोपासित महत्तमा अप्रता तप्त तप सत्संगान माम उपागता ओनली साधु संघ साधु एसोसिएशन सो प्रीवियस लाइफ सो मेनी पर्सन नॉट ओनली ह्यूमन बींग एनी डेमोनिक लाइफ एंड सो सत्संगे न ही दैतिया दैत दान ऑफ डेमन्स दैतिया जातु धान राक्षस खग मृग पक्षी बर्ड्स एंड डियर खगा मृगा गंधर्व अप्सरा नाग सिद्ध चारण गुह्यज विद्याधर मनुष्य शूद्र स्त्री अंत सो एवरीवन दे केम ओनली बाय साधु एसोसिएशन सो वैध कुब्जा ब्रजे गोप्या वन हंटर एंड कुब्जा ब्रज गोपी सो एवरीवन केम प्रीवियसली दे गॉट साधु एसोसिएशन इन दिस वे दे गॉट भक्ति प्योर भक्ति देन दे केम सो ते नाधित श्रुति गणा दे नेवर रीड वेद शास्त्र नाधित श्रुति गणा नोपासित महत्तमा नो ग्रेट ऑस्टेरिटीज नाधित श्रुति गणा नोपासित महत्तमा अव्रता तप्त तपस दे आर नॉट डूइंग सो मच फास्टिंग बट सत्संगान माम उपागता ओनली साधु एसोसिएशन दे केम नियम बी There are sadhu, not only one, not same, everyone. There are so different categories sadhu. When they got sadhu association, same sadhu association, then their mood come. If following one swajatiya asa sneak the sadhu associations and rasik devotees associations, then their mood coming. So there are, Sri Krishna spoke, Oh my dear Uddhav, I know Ramin Sardham Madhuram Praniti, Saphal Kinam Maya Nurata Chitta. When I went with Balaram, when I went with Saphal Ki Akrur Chariot in Mathura, then Maya Anurakta Chitta, my dear Braja Gopis, They have pure love and affections. Then, in the sufficient mood, they never seen not the drishu sukhaya in their life any happiness. Never seen. Always they have absorbed mood, separation mood, always hoping for me. So I never forget them. So I send you, you had seen in Brajabhumi how much their great mood. You have experience, so you know. So, I am telling you, Jatha samadho munaye abdhitoye. Muni, Rishi, Sadhu, they are sitting nirvikalpa samadhi, they forgot all things. Or, rivers going to ocean, mixing. They never seen any other thing, so only me. My happiness. So Braja Gopi's mood is only one mood. But Uddhav, if you want, then you can take all things. Tasmat tam Uddhav usriya nodanam pratinodanam jahi sarvato bhavina saranam gacchu. So any kind, so many religions, so many, many rules and regulations, so many watching. But you left all things. Only you must follow to Braja Gopi's mood. They are feet dust. Then your life will be successful. After then, so you can go there and you can take their feet dust, then will be happy. Sri Krishna spoke to Uddhav. Oh Uddhav, you are my great devotee. I never think My brother Shankarsan, Sri Lakshmi Devi, and Lord Shiva, and Brahma, but you are my great devotee. I like you. So I love you. So you must follow these things. Before I spoke to Arjun, Yogastrayo Maya Prokta, Niram Sreyo Vidhitsaya, Jnanam Karma Bhaktisya Nopayo Anya Asti Kutrachit. So I spoke three processes. Karma yoga, Gyan Yog and Bhakti Yog. Only three yogas. There are when Karma Yoga they are following to Bhakti Yoga, Jnanis they are following to Bhakti Yoga, then everyone will be happy and their life will be successful. So in this way, so I spoke these things. Tavat karmane kurvita na nirvidya javata matkatha sravanada basaddha javan na jayate. No faithful mood in my katha. And tatat, then you should, anyone, they must do karma. No nirvitte diyavata, no renunciation mood, not coming. Or faithful mood, not coming, not tasting my katha. Then they are doing work. But when have this mood, then let all things follow this katha. Then we'll be happy. Anyone, no nirvet, no, not so much renunciations, and not so much attachment in family life and material happiness, then their bhakti yoga will be okay.
Yes.
So in this way, Sri Krishna spoke to Uddhava, oh my dear Uddhava, you must follow these things.
Also Uddhava asked Krishna, I want to know Baddha Jeev, Mukta Jeev, Nitya Mukta Jeev. So please explain. And then Krishna began to tell, oh, there are three kinds of souls, jivas. Nitya Mukta, always engaged in the service of transcendental Krishna there. Braj Vaikuntha and everything. They are Nitya Mukta. And they are separate from Krishna, from God. Not one. They have some quality like Krishna, but not all qualities. And that quality in very small quantity. And the Nitya Baddha Jeev, not Baddha Jeev, it has been told by word Nitya Baddha. But it should be Anadi. You should know Anadi Baddha. No time when they were separated from Krishna and in illusory Maya. So, they are Anadi Baddha. But it means not that they will not be liberated. They must be liberated by Sadhu Sangha as he told. Sadhu Sangha, Guru Karan, and thus Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti in this way. So, Baddhaji are of so many kind. According to their Shraddha, Baddhaji and Super Soul, Krishna, Paramatma, living on a vriksha tree in the branch, both. One is testing what he has done, bad, good activities. And second, not taking all these things, he is only sakshi, witness only. And this is also difference between jeev and paramatma. Also, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, Baddhaji of so many kinds. Anabrit Chetan. Fully Anabrit Chetan. Like trees, creepers and all others. Stone has also life. Himalaya mountain and other mountains. So these are achhadit, covered fully. They are Chaitanta is not seen. Their Chaitanta consciousness. And they cannot move. They cannot express their idea. If two rain or anyone cutting, they have nothing to do. They will not run away and protect. And in some small quantity developed, they are called Sankuchit Chetan. They are covered, mostly covered, something left, not 100%. Like 75 or more than that, they are covered. And Muklit Chetan, they are still covered by Maya, but
less than the second one. Less than the
And who are they? They are human. But who? In what kind of human? Like African or
Aboriginal.
Those who are not civilized. They are like animals. But anyhow, they are more superior than them. And then Vikasit Chetan. Vikasit Chetan means now they have some knowledge. And more Purna Vikasit, that is Bhakta. Jnani and others, Yogi, Karmi, they are like Vikasit. But for Vikasit is they. These are category of Baddha Jeev. Last one, very soon, by the association of Rasik and Tattagya Vaishnava, they will achieve Prem, which is the goal of our life. Krishna told, oh, if you want really to serve me, then sabda brahmani nishnato na nishnayat pare jadi samastasya samaphalo hi adune meva rakshita. Go to sadhu or guru, sabda brahmani nishnato. If anyone is quite what?
Expert.
In his scripture, Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavat, Gita and others, he is maybe expert, but not realization of Supreme Lord Krishna. That Guru cannot do anything. He cannot help. To go there in their lotus feet and make them Guru is like if a cow not giving milk, and you want to milk, how you can have? You cannot. So you should see those who are rasik, tattvajna, and also merciful, svajatiya snigdha asaya vaishnava. And he told, like cow without giving milk, Vyabhicharini istri, bad character ladies, paradhin sarir, a body which is others. Like anyone serving here and there, they are not free. They cannot do anything. And dushtaputra, wicked son. And the money which is not given to Satpatra, Vaishnava, and other qualified person. And any Bani speech which is not related to my glorification, they are all bogus. You should be careful. Then he told 26 kinds of qualities of Shanta. In these 25 are Anga, limbs, and one Krishnaikasaran is Angi, root of all. If one is there, not there, Krishna Saranagati, they may be to others, and they may be called Santa, but not Bhakta or Vaishnava. If Bhakti is there, other qualities are there, are not known, they are bound to come. Then he told that what he was explaining, karma yog, gyan yog, bhakti yog, only three process begin from karma yog and then come to gyan yog, meaning knowledge. Who is Krishna? What is Maya? What is world Maya Tattva? What is Ras Tattva? All you should know. And then Bhakti Yoga. If Bhakti Yoga, then Bhakti Yoga means here Krishna Prem. Highest is Gopi Prem. Among them, Radha, love and affection to Krishna, Madana Kripa of Supreme. So the Radha Dasyam is supreme goal of life, you should all know. But practice from Upadeshamrita, Mana Shiksha. Daily do. Meditate your Guru Mantra, what Gurudev has done. One point. Don't forget it. Don't think it useless. Also, don't think Upadeshamrit first, second, third, fourth slokes. Useless. Without this, you cannot come in bhakti process. So, you must follow all these things. Krishna told, Ayu harati vai punsan uddan astant janna sau. Oh, son, he is taking our life 1 second by 1 second by 1 second, and thus day and night, then years and years. Oh, very soon. But those who are practicing bhakti yoga, son cannot take their ayu. They will be, they will be ajar amar, immortal, very soon, and they will serve Krishna. Nideha madyam sulabham sudurlabham plam sukalpam guru karnadharam mayanu kullen nabhasvate ritam bhavadhinya. Krishna is very merciful. He has given this body like a very strong boat. And mercifully Krishna has given a captain, guru, very tattvatya rasik, braja rasa rasik. And anukul vayu, favorable wind, what? Sadhu sangha. Very rare, very rare. But if anyhow Krishna has given you mercifully, then if anyone is not crossing endless ocean of the birth and death, then he is atmaghati, self-killer. to kill themselves is not so important against Himekam. Come again. But those who will kill their bhakti, mood, oh, they are self-killer. Jat sraddhastu puman. What is law? Na nirbinno nati sakta. Bhakti yogasya siddhada. Yadrichya matkathadau. Jat sraddhastu puman. Very good, sir. Those who are not so much detached from world and having Shraddha in me, they are qualified to do bhakti. And those who are not detached fully, man, no Shraddha in me, then they are like Jnani, Brahma Jnani. And those who have not still satisfied by enjoying sense gratifications, they are Karmi. By Sadhu Sangha, they will be Karma Yogi, then Jnana Yogi, and in the end. Also he told, just sarva makti bhakti yoveina siddhati. What in Treta Yug, Satya Yug, Dwapar, by Yoga, Gyan, Karma, by knowledge is achieved, bhakti, by bhakti we can achieve all more than that also. So, you should be one-pointed to bhakti. Nakinchit sadho dhiro, yeah? Nakinchit sadho dhiro. So, you should, he told to Uddhav, you should follow. Also, he told a story of a Brahmin in the end who was detached from worldly desire and took sannyas, and how tolerate he was. Without toleration, you cannot enter in bhakti. Can you? You?
Kuruve Gora Chandra Radhika Tadale Krishna Krishna Bhakta Tadabhakta Namona. So first of all, I offer pranams to Gurudev, Chidani Sanyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. Continuing Uddhav Sambhad, Krishna's final instructions to Uddhav before he entered Nityadham, then 11th canto gives the history of Avanti Brahman. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very happy. He used to chant that verse again and again, describing what is real sannyas. So that Avanti Brahman, he was very, very wealthy, but he was also extremely miserly. He would not engage his wealth in the service of his mother and father, nor his children, nor guests, nor sadhus. So therefore, he accumulated a great amount of wealth, but he was most unpopular. Therefore, in due course of time, that wealth was stolen by others, by thieves, by taxmen, by his own children. Therefore he lamented, and out of his lamentation he developed renunciation, just like Pingala the prostitute. Therefore that Brahmana, he went and took sannyas. Therefore he was given his seva after he took sannyas. He went to beg from those persons who he cheated in his previous ashram. Therefore, Bhagavatam described that when he would go begging, some people would give him a donation of passing gas on him, or throwing passing urine on him, stealing his begging bowl, spitting on him. They would steal his danda, some would steal his mala, some would steal his asan, and they would abuse him in many ways. Oh, what type of bogus Baba you are? Who cannot fill his belly, therefore now he's taken bhiksha, he's taken sannyasin, going door to door chanting, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam. Therefore, and finally, in his full maturity of realization, as Mahaprabhu said, if you want to do bhajan, then you have to be very, very tolerant, more than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass, who can give all respects to others, and who never demands respect from him. For oneself, that person can chant the holy name. But we are not like that. Therefore, someone gives us a bad name, someone gives us a slap, someone tells some rumor about us, then immediately we become very angry. But that power to tolerate, that is called bhajan. Therefore, that power is given by the mercy of Gurudev and the association of the Vaishnavas. Sakala saman korite sakati deho nata jata jata. O Gurudev, O Vaishnav, please give me that grace by which I can tolerate. Therefore, that advanti Brahman, despite being disrespected and insulted, still he did not give up the service of Mukunda. And he began chanting that song that is the song of the Advanti Brahman. But I'm so misfortunate I have not even learned one verse from that. But main one verse there described what is real sannyas. Therefore, many people, sannyas, five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. Offering flesh to the forefathers, impregnating the wife of your brother, sannyas, horse sacrifice, and cow sacrifice. These five things are forbidden in Kali Yuga. Then many people, especially in Vrindavan Babaji section, they say, sannyas is forbidden in Kali Yuga, why they're taking sannyas? But this is not the real meaning. Sannyas cannot be forbidden, because in Kali Yuga, Swayam Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself directly took sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, Iswapuri, he was also sannyasi.
Even Shankaracharya.
Shankaracharya, he was also sannyasi. Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbaditya, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damada, Mahaprabhu had nine main sannyasi associates. Therefore, how we can say, are they all acting against the injunction of the Vedas? Therefore, that type of sannyas means karma sannyas, that is forbidden. Karma sannyas means I follow Vanashram Dham, then I become old, then I take sannyas in order to beg and fill my stomach. Karma sannyas is forbidden in Kali Yuga. But bhakti sannyas is not forbidden. Therefore, there are two types of sannyas which is accepted in Kali Yuga. One is Gyan sannyas, followed by the Ekadandi sannyasis of Sankaracharya, and secondly, the Tridandi sannyasis, that is the Vaishnav sannyasis. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he very much appreciated the song of the Advanti Brahman, because that Advanti Brahman said that body service to Mukunda by body, mind and words, that is complete perfection, that is Paramatma Nishtam. Nishtha in Paramatma or Mukunda Sri Krishna. Therefore Mahaprabhu became very happy when he established this verse. That is the real meaning of sannyas, means Tridandi. When Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu were going towards Jagannath Puri, then Mahaprabhu became very sad when he saw the danda held by Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu was holding Ekadanda. Actually, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has the authority to take Ekadanda, because he is Bhagavan himself. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, there is no fault at all. Therefore, the only real Ekadanda sannyasi in this world is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one else has qualification for taking Ekadanda. But to give us that instruction, Nityananda saw that danda, he took it off Sri Jagannanda Pandit and cursed, oh, danda, you are the cause of the suffering of the residents of Navadvip. Therefore, he smashed it on the ground and broke into three pieces. That pastime is very deep. Then Nityananda was showing, in Kali Yuga, actually at no time people should think that they are one with the Supreme Lord. That is signified by Ekadanda. But he said the real sannyas is Tridanda, therefore. Sevya and Sevak means Bhagawan, the Supreme Lord who is the enjoyer, the Jivatma who is the enjoyed, and the act of serving. So love, the beloved, and the act. Between the individual soul and the Supreme Lord that is also eternal, who accepts the three things that is called actual sannyas. So Nityananda signified that he is Jagat Guru of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas by breaking the danda in three places. When Mahaprabhu came back, he said, what have you done? Who has broken my danda? Then Sri Nityananda said, who has made the danda, he has broken the danda. Then Mahaprabhu became sad. He said, don't you know the danda is not an ordinary thing? It is the abode of the 33 billion demigods. Therefore Mahaprabhu, he chanted that verse again and again. Real sannyas doesn't mean carrying a piece of bamboo. Real sannyas means body, mind and word, the service of Krishna in the mood of the gopis. Go premananda.
Then Krishna told to Uddhava, one thing more I want to tell you. Don't be attached to ladies. And ladies should not attach to any man. I'm telling a story, Upakhyan, that there was a very big, very strong emperor. His name was Pururuval. Very big Chakravarti Samrat, means
control of everything.
One day he went to do shikar,
hunting.
And in the forest he saw a beautiful, most beautiful apsara from heaven, and her name was Urvashi. He saw and at once attached. And then he told, O Devi, who are you? What are you doing here? I'm so much attached to you. Can you leave me with me? And then Urvashi, smiling, told, I was searching a very qualified and beautiful any person, and by luck you have met me. I must be with you, a very beautiful, a strong person like you. And then they returned back to kingdom, and he was married with her. But that Urvashi told, I will marry you and I will leave only a condition, that I have two rams and they are very dear to me, like my life, like my one son. You will have to protect them. If you cannot protect, then I cannot leave. And one condition more, that I don't want to see you naked any time. At any time means not at the time of when they are both together. Then one day Indra told, oh, where is Urvashi? Without Urvashi, oh, this heaven is like zero. Go and anyhow, by hook and trick, bring Urvashi. Then any of the two demigods went there in the night, when Urvashi and the Emperor Puru were on the bed and enjoying at that time, and they began to take away the two lamps, and they began to meh doing. Then Urvashi told, you are a very coward person. Even you cannot protect my two lamps. You cannot fight on me. Why I married you? A kapurush like me, I cannot live with you. Then king, in the naked state, he ran away with his bow and arrow, and thus demigods ran away giving up lamps. After that he returned, oh, now you are naked, I will not be with you. And at once she left and going to Arubashi Lok. heavenly poet. Then king, in naked stage, began to follow and weep. Or Vasi, stay for a moment. You are my life and soul. I cannot live without you. Please, for a moment, you should speak with me. I am not satisfied yet. Oh, so be with me. But she ran away and she went to Urvashi. He also followed her and went to heavenly plat in Urvashi Lok. And he was requesting, oh, you should return back. But she refused. She told that with me you cannot be happy forever. To be entangled with a lady, it is what? Like a heavy dangerous. It is for the death of Atma. So don't be attached to me. You should return back to earth. Then, but he never returned, he went there. And when he went and she refused to return back, then by the mercy of Krishna, he was detached from the lady. What foolishness I am doing. This Urvashi has controlled my mind. She cheating me, she has cheated me. So, now Krishna is so merciful that he has given me now this knowledge. I should give up. I should take Urvashi from my heart and thus I should return back and give my whole attention, whole energy to Krishna service. And then he turned back and very soon he offered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna and he was liberated. So we should also learn, Uddhav, you should learn. And after me you should teach others to be like that. Those who want Krishna prem, they should always be alert for this. Otherwise their bhakti and everything will be spoiled. If you see any lady, you think like your mother, like your sister, like your daughter. And if ladies meeting to anyone, like father, like brother, and like son, it will say, sometimes Maya is so strong, even Brahma, even Shankar, even Indra, Chandra, were defeated by Vandi Haridas Thakur, Narayan Rishi, they were not cheated by Maya. Raramananda also. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this, all Goswamis. So, after that, oh, you should not be here. You go to Badrikashram. And what I have told, tell Vidur, Maitreya, he was present there when Krishna was giving all instructions. He should tell to Vidur. And you should also preach my mission. Be in what doing? Or take Balkal Vastra. Balkal Vastra means? And all kinds of attachment you should give. Whatever you have, some fruits from trees, from leaves and others, you should take. And this river Ganges is not river. She is Bhagavati. Coming from my
feet washed. So you should see and take bath. You're all again ignorance and everything go away very soon. Then Uttav began to weep. He could not bear the separation of Krishna. Anyhow, he was detached from worldly things and worldly relatives. And then he obeyed Krishna, tearing eyes. He did 3 parikrama of Krishna, went to there. And in the meantime, Krishna told his relatives, all Jadubansi, we are saying so many inauspicious things. Rain of water, blood is coming. So elephants, jackals and dogs are weeping. So many auspicious. We should not be here. At once we should go. And before this he told to Arjun, after 7 days, ocean will take over. And you should take my old relative with you to Indraprastha or Hastinapur. Arjun was there, but not at the time of teachings this. Then Uddhava went, weeping. After that, Krishna thought, remembered, and he was sitting under the shade of any tree and keeping his one feet on another. And at that time, all Jadubansis did sacrifice, pleased Vaishnav, they gave so many horses, cows and everything to Brahmins. But they took Mare means wine, a kind of, and they became mad and thinking he is my enemy, brother and brother, father and son, all began to fight themselves. When their bow or arrow finished, then what to do? They were somewhat, they were sitting on chariot, elephant, even a man to man, and all were fighting. Baldev came and told that, why you are fighting? And Krishna also. But they attacked Krishna and Baldev. Then Krishna and Baldev also began to take that arena grass and they killed those who were saved. Whole dynasty was finished. Then Krishna was sitting there and a hunter came and he thought that, this is the mouth of any deer, and he shoot it. And then he ran to catch that deer. When he saw that, Krishna, and began to lament and cry, then Krishna told, don't be worried. You have done what I wanted. You should go to Swarg heaven, and there you should be. And after that, all demigods came there. And they saw that Krishna is sitting, closing his eyes. And in a second, Brahma, Shankara and all others saw Krishna with his eternal body, transcendental body. In a second, like thunderbolt, he at once went to his dham. Anyone cannot saw that how he went. And then flowers from a garden. And heavenly drums were beaten. And all became happy. And thus all returned. Here one thing.
you know that we think that Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradim and Anuruddha, they are for Chaturvyuha, like God. They are part of fraction of manifestation of Krishna. Vishnu Tattva. How they fight Vishnu Tattva and kill each other? Shamba, Gada, all were associates of Krishna. They have so much knowledge, everything. How they can fight and kill each other? So, in Bhagavat has written like a magic person. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained that there was a magician. He has one very beautiful young wife and two children of 8-9 years age. One day they went to royal palace and told that we want to show a very wonderful play, magic show. Then all the councils of king and queen and others gathered there and they began to see what they are doing. Oh, at once they took a rope on two bamboos, did like so. And then the lady, young lady, he took jar on his head, 1, 2, 3 colors, and he, by the rope, he went on the rope and he began to dance there with a stick, bamboo in her hands. So wonderful. All began to clap and very happy. Then when she came down, then queen gave her Naulakhahar, a necklace. His price was 9 lakhs rupees at that time. Very beautiful and costly. Then when queen gave, then two boys, sons, oh mother, give me, he was telling, oh give me, and he was telling, quarreling, and the lady mother took out of that, and they began to, both were equal strong. Then anyone could not take, then one took sword from his men, and other also, and at a time he cut his head and he had. Oh, then young lady began to be, oh, my two sons have gone. And she came and took one sword and cut herself. Oh, then you said, oh, without my children and wife, how I can be? And he also cut. Then whole council, queen and king, all they were thinking, what terrible thing. Oh, they began to lament. And then they left that place and the place was cleared and they went back to their home, palace. Next day a letter came. From whom this letter came? That magician. He wrote in letter, oh, my obeisances to you, O king and queen. First show we sold, and the prize was given by you that we have still. And second show what we saw, you could not have given anything. We are all alive. You should come, your necklace is also in the neck of my wife. And two boys, very well. Oh, they became very wondered. What? And next day they went there and they saw four were coming with garland too. And then, O king, where is my prize? Then king and queen became very happy and they gave him. If a magician can do like this, and which magician of magician, Anadi, Ananta, magician by whose my Maya he has created this world, that world, everything, what he cannot do? Also I have seen in Mathura that a magician came and in our front in Dantya Park. Oh, he invited DSP, SP, police, commissioner and district magistrates and some showman and very rich and other persons there. And he began to show his magic. He took his son and covered it a cloth. And he took a sword. And under cloth, he put his hand and began to cut the neck of his son. And really he was separated with her head and body. And then he told to district magistrate, you should take and giving it in a box, very strong, and you should lock it. One lock, two lock were there. And then he told, oh my dear son, oh my dear son, come on, come on, come on. And he is smiling and running from outside. He came. And he came. How magic. Also, once in Calcutta, Bishi Roy, B.N. Sarkar, world famous. He was invited by the governor of Bengal and all high classes of officers were there. Time was given that at 4 p.m. performance will begin. So at that time all should come. So at just a time before, all were seated there and waiting for magician. They saw half an hour passed, 1 hour passed, he's coming, coming. Oh, when he will come, we will punish him. And become very angry. And that after that, taking betel nut in mouth, smiling, the magician came. Then they become very serious and told, why you become so late? 1 hour? Oh, I have not become late. You see your
sir, watch, see you.
They all saw that it is four. So a magician can do, and greatest magician in the whole world, what he cannot do? So anyone was not killed. There was actually no battle. All were associated with Krishna. Krishna collected them and with all he went to Golok Vrindavan. Those who were from heavenly planet, they went to. And those who came from Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha. And those who came from Braja, they came with them. Gaur Prema. This is Bhagavad Puran. Explained very well. Nothing left. In brief, we have told all these things. I'm happy that you are hearing patiently, and I think that you must take all instruction and follow or have Krishna praying your life. Now, Nirguna Prabhu may come. And those who had helped
बहुत नंदगोपाल प्रभु नंदगोपाल प्रभु I want that papers which I to request you.
Oh, Brijanath.
What is it?
Oh, I saw it. Thanks. What? Kalke. Oh. Yes, should be happy. Mangalam bhavatu, kalyanam bhavatu. Be auspicious, your mother. You should be healthy, happy in this world, turn to yourself, and Krishna bhakti. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, Prabhu. Hey, Nirmal. Wait 2 minutes. Where is she? Very brief.
Very brief? Maybe I should just do one from memory then. Not this one. It's not so brief. For you, Gurudev. If I offer my heart on a tray of gold, like a flower or lamp, you will accept, I am told, and never return it to follow a dead-end road. You will offer my heart to that couple divine, where it can beat to the sound of Shyam's flute and the footsteps of gopis dancing around. If I offer my heart on a tray of gold, cast in prayer, will you see a sprout of sincerity there? And water that tiny creeper with words flowing with the praying of divine love, and your knowing everything I need to feed my soul. I'm lost in the hole of my misdirected mind. Will you find me when I am far from your lotus bud feet? Drop a rope of 108 beads into the well where I fell, and remind me to clasp hold. Dancing fingers, dancing tongue, dancing with you into Vrindavan, following the mystic attraction of his flute. Feeling Radha's love, so pure, final cure of my disease. So intense, the blue-hued boy is entranced and mystified, to melt my heart, to cry and cry. Thank you,
Gurve Gore Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer my humble obeisances to Srila Gurudev, all the sannyasis, all devotees, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and we'd like to thank you for coming and making the 12th annual Badger Festival very wonderful and very special. We've heard very many deep and wonderful things, including just now the story of the magician and how they can do so much magic. But we are seeing a magic that is much greater. This magic is taking the conditioned souls, softening their hearts, and making them eternally attracted to our Supreme Ishtadev. This is, I think, the greatest magic. Nobody can perform this magic except one who is the Supreme Magician, one who has it, one who has come from the spiritual world. So we're cannot repay. It is a very wonderful thing. I got a couple pages of devotees who have done so much service here, and we want to give recognition to them. I don't know how I'm going to get through these two pages, and I would like to say, if you're all of you have done by coming. I think everyone has served in so many ways. The sannyasis have preached and given us their association. So please bear with me through all this. First, we'd like to give thanks to Srila Gurudev and his party and all sannyasis. And we also have, there are so many services that people have performed. And forgive me if I don't, if you've done and I have not included you. Doing the one of the more surrendered services, of course, is cleaning the toilets and taking out the trash. And Bharata Prabhu and his crew would like to give special thanks again, which include Maitreya Muni, Jagani Das, Gora Prana, Devananda, Radha Vinodini. You can believe persons like this are who have been very sick and are now doing all these services. It's hard to believe. Vardhamya Dasi, what's that? Vardhamya Das, Latika, and Hari Motini. Okay. Next we have washing all the dishes, Manmohan from Hawaii. Narottam, Srivas, Nanda Kishore, Damodar, Triloka, Aniruddha, Gopabalava, Sarada, and Chandramukhi. Enormous boga runs like never before. Mahibart, Goloka, Sudarshan, Kamalakanta. By the way, Kamalakanta has kept this all these grounds. He's come months early, has taken my place, and he is doing so much wonderful gardens and work before the festival. Special thanks to him. And as Gurudev has mentioned earlier, the cooks in the kitchen. And I want to inform you that sometimes the kitchen is very hot. As you all know, the heat through the tarps. They stand there all through the day. Such a wonderful service, such a surrender. And we want to give special thanks to Manmohan, Tirtha Maharaj, Dhamaraj, Bhishma, Sudarshan, Pran Govinda, Radhanath, Haripad, Shyama Priya, Anupama, Gokula, Shyamala, Radha Priya, Jai Rishi.
And Shravan Kumar.
Shravan and Lalita.
Without Shravan Kumar, anything was not to be done.
And the last one.
Nilachala.
And the kitchen crew.
In the end, Nirgun Prabhu.
I want to tell you something in truth. In actuality, I can't hold a candle to these devotees. They're doing 10 times the amount of service I'm doing, and it's just a wonderful thing. So, and the kitchen crew, Vrindavan Prabhu, Vishaka Didi, Sita Didi, Champakalata, Gorhari, and all who helped with the cut-up. Servers, Datrayi, Kamalakanta, Rasika, Jayadev, Haribalava, and Janavi. The festival setup crew, Gopabalava, Kamalakanta, Nityananda, Giridhari, Prem Pradeep, Madhukar, Damodar, and all the boys from the school. Janava, Radha, Rajendranandan, Gopanandini, Kishori, pool lifeguard who has sat out in the sun like permanently out there. Raghunath Prabhu, Kirtaniyas, Kishori Mohan, Braj Mohan, Gopala. Special donations for feast. Last night, Raghunath Prabhu donated the feast. And for festival special donations, Stavya Prabhu from Canada. And Jagga Pravokta has donated all new tarps this year for Jendranandan's family. Nanda Gopal's family and Mohini Dasi for arranging accommodations for the devotees. Pran Kishore. What's his name? There is an Indian restaurant owner from San Francisco. Sunandarna.
Surrender.
Ah. He is going to pay for the entire festival feast. Yes, we are sending them to him. let's see where it was. All the devotees who put on the transcendental plays. Over at the book table, I didn't mention all the names of Nanda Gopal's family, but there's Raga, there's Mohini, there's Govind. I can't remember all their names. But... Thank you so much. The book table, Radha Dasi, Ramkanta Prabhu, Vrindavan and his sisters, Vishwambar Prabhu, Prasadam table, Nitya Manjari, Kishore, Narada, Madan, and all the Guru Guru helpers. So we tried our best, and I hope I didn't forget anybody. I hope we can have these transcendental festivals year after year, and by Guru's grace, they still allowed me to come and do some service, and for that I'm very grateful. Ranja Kapitra is listening to the Chakrabarti Kapitra. There.
Or mention, mention.
I'll mention.
One Krishna. Thing more. I am inviting all for Brajmandal Parikrama in October, November. And also I am inviting you all for Navadvip Parikrama in perhaps March. So if no economic anything problem, otherwise you should all come and very good festival like this will be there.
And if you have economic problem, then distribute books. And number one, number two, number three, get a free ticket to Kartik.
Mahamantra.
Gurudev, one more thing. Tomorrow, breaking fast, Paran will be 1 minute after 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Up till 9:30. Between?
Sorry,
9 o'clock.
No. 9 o'clock breaking, Faran?
Yeah.
9:01 or 8:01? 9:01 breaking fast. Okay. Up to 10:30. Okay. Hare Krishna.
I'm gonna go get some more.